We in Echina, we plant cassava, we plant corn, we plant afang, which is our native food. That we have a lot of afang in Echina. One bottle of afang now, you can sell it 2,000, you can sell it 3,000. Like in January, February, one bottle of afang was 4,000. You can sell afang up to 500,000, even more than that.
From Ukanafon.
Like in my local government, we plant cassava and in large quantity. Earlier this year, sales of cassava up to 500,000 a day. I also plant waterleaf, in which is for commercial. I know how much I make.
The voices of women farmers in Akwa Ibom State. They operate in 27 local government areas and have gone beyond growing food only for their family's consumption to embracing commercial farming. The women belong to a group known as Small Scale Women Farmers Organization of Nigeria, SWOFON. They use cooperatives to expand their agricultural business and have incorporated women farmers, mainly in rural areas. Also from Ibian Ibom, Ibna, Esereket, Ikorobasi, Etimepo, and other rural communities, they grow diverse crops and are conscious of what will be most fertile in their domains. My name is Ima Dem. This is a special report on expanding agricultural practices to tackle food insecurity. I spoke to the leaders of this women farmers group in Nigeria's southern states of Akwa Ibom, and their doggedness about agribusiness is worthy of attention. With over 300 members, this group of women farmers deal with only those who have cooperatives. In an exclusive interview I had with the chairperson of the women farmers group, Immaculata Ekpo, as well as Dobse Sandy, who is the secretary of the group, they speak of their operations.
We have cooperatives of 10 people or 20, a registered cooperative here in Akwa Ibom State. And in any of our local government, we will have our members. We use our money. When we have meetings, we do collect dues. So with the dues, we used to buy land. Like in Ibibio, they say a tower. We don't just buy it and have it by ourselves. We buy land, we plan what we want to plan in that our local government area.
Each and every one, we do a little contribution. At the end of the month, or at the end of five months, give to one, maybe one local government, take, go and do something in your farm. Then after you return it, we rotate it. At the end of every 5 months, you just carry it and give to one local government. Because this local government might have about 4, 5, 6 cooperatives under.
In a 2016 to 2025 strategy for agricultural transformation in Africa, the African Development Bank, AFDB, advises governments to empower smallholder farmers, who constitute 70% of the continent's population and produce 80% of the food consumed by citizens. The development body believes that as major stakeholders in food security, the small-scale farmers' business can be sustained and made profitable such that they can produce more food. Akwa Ibom's Ministry of Agriculture had announced measures with which farmers could access interventions introduced by the government. The Commissioner for Agriculture, Dr. Ofiong Ofo, had noted that the ministry expects farmers to work in groups for improved productivity and easy access to their assistance. These women claim they have made deliberate efforts at accessing help from the government. They have succeeded in registering the organization with the ministry.
We registered SWOFON at the Ministry of Agriculture. I went there as the secretary of SWOFON to register SWOFON Akwa Ibom State. The registration was for cooperative members. It was open for like 1 month or so. Last 2 months, to come and register at the Ministry of Agriculture.
But they have not received any response. For women in SWOFON who are farming and do so at commercialized level, the challenges are daunting. They share experiences of their challenges. First to speak on their challenge is Mary Bassi. She farms in Ibian Ibom and serves as a spokesperson for the organization.
To have a vibrant seedling, that's another challenge. Because if you can take this seed that is not vibrant to go and sow, it will not come out well. like the little farm that I have, it is not easy. The last harvest I had, come and see what came out. That was cassava. And this year, the ones I planted, they are so stunted. Okra, I planted last year, and then used the one I preserved to plant. They are coming out stunted, and it's like it has a pest. So it cannot yield anything. Talk less of corn. That one, I took nothing out of it. Added to all finance.
We have challenges of herdsmen, vandalization of cassava and other things by cows. And you won't say, you dare not talk to in your farm because you go for it. Your life will go for it.
Another key challenge they highlighted is the use of crude tools to farm. With the level of agricultural business they operate, they are asking the government to prioritize the expansion of mechanized farming in the state. Dopsay Sandy speaks to access to mechanized mode of farming, which she emphasizes will increase their output. She also spoke about a symbolic step taken at a major event in South Nigeria in 2022, Retire the Hoe to the Museum, which was driven by International Budget Partnership and Action Aid. They had amassed crude farm tools in their custody and deposited them at a museum in Akwa Ibom.
We need mechanized farming to assist the women farmers. In fact, when we had the conference here in Akwa Ibom, we returned the hoes, the matches to the museum here in Akwa Ibom State.
So when you returned that, how have you been farming?
No, it was just a symbolism of
saying that at least we should migrate to mechanized farming.
Yes.
Akwa Ibom's Ministry of Agriculture in the first and second quarter of 2024 announced the distribution of seedlings and farm inputs to farmers. Commissioner of Agriculture in the state, Dr. Ofo, says 40,000 bundles of cassava cuttings have been distributed across local governments in the senatorial districts, as well as rice seedlings, coupled with oil palm seedlings, pepper seedlings, amongst other agricultural inputs. With these women farmers yet to get any of these, Dr. Ofo notes another phase is built to commence.
This year, focus had been on sharing inputs to groups so that we can easily track them. So, and if they are in a group and they haven't had access to these inputs, they should come to the ministry. Our input sharing is continuous. We give these interventions on senatorial district basis. I'm saying, and it's in phases. So those who haven't received in the last phase will still receive before the second planting season is over. Farmland sizes are not what they have said it exactly is. So you give them according to what you see on ground. So who hasn't received now will still receive.
On the measures put in place to assist farmers in these category, Akwa Ibom's Agriculture Commissioner gave these highlights.
We are always there to support groups. And you know, many times women, they are the vulnerable people. When they come to us and we know what exactly they are doing, we know what input support they require or what support maybe in terms of land preparation, we can assign tractors to.
Good to hear you talk about tractors. You know, there's that notion that those things are not available.
No, it's not true. As a ministry, we are subsidizing tractor for land preparation for farmers. Our tractors work on people's farms. It's just that the demand is very high. We've done that for Walif, there's a women group that is farming in Oluwanam. It's first planting season. We've cleared how many hectares of land? They say up to 40 hectares. Currently, most of the cassava they've planted, we can see doing very well. We don't only support women groups that we see that are actively involved in agriculture and requires government support, we support them.
The Food and Agricultural Organization, in its 2023 report, projected that 26.5 million Nigerians are at risk of hunger this year, 2024, with the numbers expected to rise if certain challenges are not addressed. Solutions-driven initiatives by groups of farmers in the state, like the farming practices carried out by Swofan and other small-scale farmers in Akwa Ibom, which the government affirms will get priority attention, are considered crucial to improving the agricultural business landscape in the state, creating improved capacity to tackle the current food insecurity.